from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
here is the news first, the headline. Indonesian President Prabowo asked for Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement negotiation process to be finalized soon. Indonesia strongly condemns Israel's ban on UNRWA operations. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto said Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto asked for the negotiation process of the Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement to be completed soon. Minister Airlangga told the media on Tuesday that during a limited meeting with a number of ministers related to the development of the domestic textile industry held at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta, he submitted a report on the Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement or IEU-CEPA negotiation.
Saya laporkan terkait dengan perundingan.
I reported on the IEU-CEPA negotiations where there are still three issues, but the main one is related to the taxation of electronic transmission. His direction is that this should be resolved immediately so that it can be signed.
Supaya segera diselesaikan, supaya ini bisa ditandatangani.
Bank Indonesia held Indonesia Syariah Economic Festival on October 30 to November 3, 2024 at JCC Senayan, Jakarta. The theme raised this year is Synergy of Syariah Economy and Finance in Strengthening Resilience and Sustainable Economic Growth. In his remarks at the opening of the 2024 festival, Governor of Bank Indonesia, Perry Warjio, said, "This theme shows the strong synergy of Indonesia's Syariah economy."
Tema ini mencerminkan betapa kuatnya sinergi kita untuk bersama-sama.
This theme reflects how strong our synergy is to work together in congregation to realize Indonesia's Syariah's financial economy as new business model, a new current for an inclusive, resilience, and sustainable economy amid global economic challenges, making Indonesia one of the global players.
Tantangan ekonomi global menjadikan Indonesia sebagai salah satu pemain global.
Perry Warjio said for 11 years, the Indonesia Syariah Economic Festival has further strengthened the commitment to further advance the Islamic financial economy in Indonesia. He added the festival also supports strengthening Indonesia's leadership in the international arena to become one of the world's leading halal players. The festival was opened by the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto. Organized since 2014, the festival has an important role as a means to integrate and realize ideas in measurable initiatives that have a positive impact on national and international economic progress through the development of Islamic economics and finance. Indonesia strongly condemns Israel's decision to ban the activities of the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Indonesia stated Israel's ban on UNRWA has implications for the cessation of the UNRWA's work in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza. In a statement published on Tuesday, the ministry said, "This decision clearly violates and contradicts the UN Charter and the 1946 Convention on the Immunity of UN Agencies." The ministry explained that UNRWA is an irreplaceable UN mandate recipient agency. UNRWA provides education, health services, and assistance to millions of Palestinian refugees. The Foreign Ministry affirmed Indonesia's commitment to continue supporting UNRWA to carry out its mandate. The last national news comes from Indonesia. Through the Ministry of Manpower, reported the follow-up of three declarations related to worker protection in ASEAN at a 20th ASEAN Senior Labor Officials Meeting and the 22nd ASEAN Senior Labor Officials Meeting Plus 3, held in Singapore on October 28 to the 29, 2024. Quoting the Ministry of Manpower's press release on Tuesday, head of the Ministry of Manpower's Cooperation Bureau, Purwanti Utajara, said, Indonesia took the initiative to develop the ASEAN Declaration on Worker Protection. The declaration is the ASEAN Declaration on Promoting the Competitiveness, Resilience, and Agility of Workers for the Future of Work. Second, Declaration on the Protection of Migrant Workers and Family Members in Crisis Situations. Third is the Declaration on the Placement and Protection of Migrant Fishers. Now we move to the international news. The United States government continues to strengthen bilateral relations with Indonesia in natural disaster preparedness, so it will be easier for the two countries to share disaster information in the future. Acting United States Counsel for Sumatra, Christy Mordorst, in Banda Aceh on Tuesday said, they came to Aceh to conduct training. It is an effort to strengthen bilateral relations between the United States and Indonesia in terms of disaster preparedness. Christy said, with the strengthening of this relationship, both parties are expected to be sufficiently prepared to handle and respond in the event of a disaster. We continue with China Manned Space Agency spokesman Lin Zhiqiang, who said his country is holding a series of discussions to select and train astronauts from partner countries to participate in its space station missions. Lin told a press conference on Tuesday, China Manned Space Agency welcomes its international partners to join China's space station flight missions. The press conference in Chukwan was held ahead of the launch of the Shenzhou 19 manned space mission, scheduled for Wednesday in the early morning. We end the news with archaeologists that have discovered 12 doorkeeper statues in recent excavation at the north gate of the ancient royal palace at Angkor Thom, located in the Angkor Archaeological Park, Cambodia. The Apsara National Authority revealed in a recent news release. The ANA is the government agency responsible for managing, maintaining, and preserving the Angkor Archaeological Park, a UNESCO-listed World Heritage Site, located in Siem Reap Province, northwestern Cambodia. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listeners, today's commentary has the topic Ministers Use Domestic Product Cards. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Finance Anggito Abimanyu, in his scientific orations at the Open Senate Meeting 15th Academic Anniversary in Lastrum III of Vocational School of Gajah Mada University last Monday, 28th of October, said President Prabowo Subianto asked ministers and Echelon 1 officials not to use imported cards. The president wants them to use made in Indonesia cars, such as Maung cars made by PT Pindad. The Maung car was designed by Professor Sigit Puji Santosa from Bandung Institute of Technology, or ITB. Quoted from the Pindad.com page, the Maung car is a full X4 light tactical vehicle. It functions as a car to support close combat operations and mobilizations. The Maung car can also be used to explore all terrains with a speed of 120 km per hour. It can travel up to 800 km and has agile and reliable maneuverability. As a tactical vehicle, the Maung can be equipped with a 7.62mm gun bracket. In addition, it is equipped with a GPS, navigation tracker, and other equipment. It was also mentioned that 70% of the raw materials for Maung cars are domestically sourced. Until now, there has been official decisions from the president regarding the ban on the use of imported cars and the provisions of using Maung cars as vehicles for ministers. However, Minister of State Secretary Prasetyo Hadi had said that cabinet members will use Maung official cars made by PT Pindad. He admitted that there has been no decisions on who in the government will use the Maung official car. According to him, it also adjusts to the production capacity. State official must firstly give example of using domestic products. This movement is also related to budget savings because domestically made cars are certainly much cheaper than imported ones. In addition to saving the budget, this policy also encourages domestic industries to grow to become host in their own country. Therefore, the movement to use domestic product is not limited to vehicles, but also to other goods such as electronic products and communication devices. In this case, Indonesia can follow the example of South Korea, which is able to grow into a new industrialized country and its people are proud to use domestic products. That was commentary.
Thank you.
We begin today in history with October 13, 1910, about the day the founder of the Red Cross, Henry Dunant, passed away. Jean Henry Dunant, better known as Henry Dunant, was a Swiss entrepreneur and social activist. While on a business trip in 1859, he witnessed the aftermath of the Battle of Solferino, now part of Italy. This experience inspired him to write A Memory of Solferino, a book that later inspired the formation of the International Committee of the Red Cross in 1863. In 1901, Dunant was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his role in establishing the International Red Cross Movement and initiating the Geneva Conventions. On October 13, 1910, Henry Dunant passed away. Moving on to October 13, 1945. On this day, British Brigadier General Mallaby, leader of the Allied forces, was killed in Surabaya, East Java, sparking the Battle of November 10, 1945. Brigadier General Mallaby of the British military was killed in a firefight on October 13, 1945 in Surabaya, East Java. He commanded the 49th Indian Division Brigade, consisting of about 6,000 troops deployed to Indonesia after the end of the Second World War. Their mission was to disarm Japanese soldiers, free Japanese prisoners of war, and return Indonesia to its status as the Dutch East Indies under the Netherlands Indies Civil Administration. Mallaby's death led Major General E.C. Manzarek, his successor, to issue an ultimatum to the Indonesian forces in Surabaya on November 9, 1945, demanding they surrender their weapons unconditionally. This ultimatum went unheeded, igniting the Battle of November 10, 1945. We end today in history with October 13, 1946, about National Finance Day in Indonesia. National Finance Day is celebrated to commemorate the birth of the Indonesian rupiah, the first official currency used in Indonesia on October 13, 1946. After independence, President Sukarno issued a decree permitting various currencies to remain in circulation. However, the government felt the need to establish a national currency to reinforce economic sovereignty. Indonesian rupiah was later renamed the rupiah, which remains in use today as a symbol of Indonesia's independence. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz FM 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's My Indonesia highlights facing global challenges. The National Research and Innovation Agency of Indonesia strengthens Indonesia science, research, and innovation diplomacy. The National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, held a workshop titled Enhancing BRIN's Role and Contribution Through Research Results and Policy in Strengthening Indonesia's Scientific Diplomacy Strategy. The workshop aimed to fortify research-based diplomacy, or scientific diplomacy, in Indonesia, as explained by the Deputy for Development Policy, Mego Pinandito, at the Sumitro Joyo Hadikusumo Auditorium, Jakarta, on Monday. According to Mego, the theme closely aligns with the role of research and innovation in supporting sustainable development. The event provided a platform for input from Indonesian foreign policy experts and practical discussions among the agency's members to formulate policy recommendations for Indonesia's foreign diplomacy based on the agency's scientific research results and policies. Mega also emphasized that science diplomacy, an essential instrument in both bilateral and multilateral cooperation, offers a platform for global education, capacity development, and technological collaboration. This enables the global community to seek solutions to various global challenges and pursue sustainable development. At the same event, the agency's Director of Research and Innovation Infrastructure Strengthening and Partnerships, Johannes Eka Prasetya Tanjung, noted, science diplomacy allows Indonesia to serve as a change agent in international cooperation. Indonesia aims not only to be a market, but also a research producer capable of contributing to global innovation. Johannes added that BRIN's or the agency's strategy includes developing research infrastructure through government-to-government, business-to-business, and university-to-university partnerships. He stated that the agency is committed to continually fostering international collaboration in research and innovation. Recent initiatives include strengthening partnerships with international organizations such as UNESCO, UNCTAD, CSTAD, CERN, and IAEA. In her presentation, Hapsarika Harjito, head of the Western Europe, European Union, and NATO region at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Policy Strategy Agency, shared that Indonesia has identified 5 science diplomacy priorities with America and Europe. Based on preliminary studies conducted by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Universitas Airlangga Surabaya East Java, these 5 priorities include agriculture and forestry, fisheries and maritime, education, health and pharmaceuticals, and renewable energy. That was today's My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Cintailah aku sepenuh hati. kau tinggalkan ku, tetaplah di sini, saling memiliki selama-lamanya. Cinta saat ku jatuh nanti, menangis sepi,
menangis sepi.
Cintailah aku sepenuh hati, sesungguhnya aku tak ingin kau pergi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to the island of Lombok. Just like Bali, it's famous for its beautiful beaches and small islands. One such beautiful and natural beach is Serenting Beach. Located not far from Mandalika Hill and its MotoGP circuit, this beach offers an amazing view to explore. Not far from the more popular Segar Beach, Serenting is about 51 kilometers from Mataram. The beach can be reached in about 1 to 1.5 hours by car from the city. Since it is still relatively unknown, the area is not too crowded, making it perfect for families with children to play freely. The blue ocean waters and decent-sized waves make Serenting Beach ideal for surfing or family outing. If you are not up for strenuous activities around Serenting Beach, try to take a barefoot walk along the shoreline. Please enjoy the soft white sand under your feet while admiring the beautiful ocean views. Serenting Beach, part of Mandalika Special Economic Zone, is located to the south of the Mandalika MotoGP Circuit's Turn 10 and is about 50 meters away from the circuit. In addition to its sparkling white sand, the beach in Ebunut Hamlet, Kuta Mandalika Village, boasts a long bay, setting it apart from other beaches in the Mandalika area. Don't worry if you forget to bring supplies or need to go to restroom, as Serenting Beach offers facilities like toilets and prayer room. There are also locals who run small shops, restaurants, and homestays to accommodate tourists during their visit. Listener, besides the beach and the hills, you can see tengkong, which means mushroom in the Sasak traditional language. This iconic feature of Serenting Beach located in the middle of the sea. is actually a rock formation shaped like a mushroom. The beach being close to Seger Beach becomes crowded during Baunyale Festival, a tradition of catching sea worms. Serenting Beach is flanked by two scenic hills in Kuta Mandalika, namely Seger Hill and Merese Hill. There is also a small rocky island called Batu Island, located in the middle of the bay at Serenting Beach. Many tourists take pictures of Serenting Beach from the top of Seger Hill. To reach the beach, you can either take the road alongside Mandalika Circuit or access it via Novotel Kuta Mandalika. Visitors only need to pay a parking fee of 5,000 rupiah for motorcycles and 10,000 rupiah for cars, or less than $1. Well, listener, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Pertunjukan harian,
which means a daily show. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian vlogger, and Widari, a member of a vlog community from Bali. While watching a Kecak dance performance in Uluwatu, Widari told Chris that it was a daily performance. Let's listen to their conversations.
Tari Kecak ini heboh ya. Gerakan penarinya sangat energik dan kompak. Padahal mereka menari tanpa iringan musik.
Iya, karena itu tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Setiap hari penontonnya penuh.
Apalagi penonton juga disuguhi pemandangan matahari terbenam.
After listening to the conversation, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Karena itu,
which means therefore.
Tari kecak,
which means kecak dance.
Menjadi,
which means to become.
Pertunjukan,
which means show.
Harian,
which means daily.
Di sini.
Which means here.
Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini.
Which means, therefore, kecak dance becomes daily show here.
Heboh.
Which means excited.
Gerakan.
Which means movement.
Energik.
Which means energetic.
Kompak.
Which means harmonious.
Padahal.
Which means various.
Penari.
Which means dancer.
Iringan musik.
Which means music accompaniment.
Setiap hari.
Which means every day.
Penonton.
Which means viewer.
Apalagi.
Which means moreover.
Disuguhi.
Which means to be presented.
Pemandangan.
Which means panorama.
Matahari terbenam.
Which means sunset. In the conversation, you heard this statement.
Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini.
Which means, therefore, kecak dance has become a daily performance here. The statement contains the word
harian, harian,
which means daily or every day. The word
harian, harian,
which means daily, expresses the frequency of activities that are done every day. In the statement, the word
harian, harian,
is used to describe the kecak dance performance that is performed every day in Uluwatu. Now let's listen to other examples of an adverbial word that expresses the frequency of an activity in relation to a unit of time.
Mingguan, mingguan,
which means weekly or every week.
Saya mengikuti kursus bahasa Indonesia mingguan. Saya mengikuti kursus bahasa Indonesia mingguan.
Which means, I attend a weekly Indonesian language course.
Bulanan, bulanan,
which means monthly or every month.
Penari kecak di sini menerima gaji bulanan. Penari kecak di sini menerima gaji bulanan.
Which means the kecak dancer here receive a monthly salary. Kecak dance is one of the traditional Balinese dances. Kecak dance is usually performed by dozens of male dancers. They sit in a circle, move, and sing together. The distinctive sound heard is chaka 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 chaka. The sound makes this dance called kecak dance. Kecak dance is inspired from the epic stories of the Ramayana. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today for more clarity. Let's listen to an example conversation once again.
Tari kecak ini heboh ya. Gerakan penarinya sangat energik dan kompak. Padahal mereka menari tanpa iringan musik.
Iya, karena itu tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Setiap hari penontonnya penuh.
Apalagi penonton juga disuguhi pemandangan matahari terbenam.
Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversation entitled
Pertunjukan Harian. Pertunjukan Harian,
which means daily show. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Coba kau bayangkan, engkau diperlukan, mentari terbenam, malam jadi teman.
Coba kau bayangkan, waktu terlupakan.
Time. datang untukmu. Coba kau bayangkan,
coba kau bayangkan,
engkau dibayangkan,
engkau dibayangkan,
mentari terbenam, malam jadi teman. Coba kau bayangkan,
coba kau bayangkan,
waktu terlupakan,
waktu terlupakan,
engkau dipelukkan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas or White Rose. The song Mawar Bodas was composed by Uko Hendarto. The lyrics tell the story of someone who goes to another village to meet his beloved girl as a Mawar Bodas, which means white rose. The white rose symbolizes his dream. Although he walks far and hit by rain and lightning, he doesn't care as long as he can meet his beloved one. Then his struggle gets nothing because his beloved one already has another lover. Well, listener, here is the song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas by Deti Kurnia. Happy listening!